carry the baby. Does anybody here ever run?
Sure.
Does anyone here ever run? I heard a few guesses. I saw a few guesses. Does anyone here never run? Okay, that's even better. That's a better way to do it. But I remember when I was in grade 9, I wanted more than anything else to cycle. And that was my dream, was to be a cyclist. And a cyclist, you can see it fulfilled my dream. I signed up for this class. Well, it was an extracurricular activity of cycling. And Mr. Herbison came to me, and he said, he was my phys ed teacher at the time, and he said, "Devin, you look like you have a physique." I like to remember. "Looks like you have the physique to be a cyclist, so you should sign up for the cycling program." So I did. Signed up for the cycling program. And then one day in class, he said to me, he said, "Okay, Devin, here you go. Here's your regime, calisthenics, the running that you love to do, the workouts, and you sign up for the weight room at these certain hours." "Wait a minute. I signed up for cycling, Mr. Herbison." He said, "Yes. You have to start," he said, "with the calisthenics. You have to start with the weight training." And he said, "And then you get into the racing, long cross-country running." He said, "And then we'll get you into the cycling." I said, "No, you don't understand. I signed up for cycling." He said, no, you don't understand. You have to get to that point to cycle. So you're going to have to do a lot of jogging. You're going to have to do a lot in the weight room. You're going to have to do a lot of calisthenics before you can even step foot on them. Put yourself on a bike." He said, "No, but you signed up for cycling." He said, "You know, Devin, listen, just try it out for a couple of months. See what you think." I tried it out for a day. And I know what I thought. And as I'm trying to lift this weight, you know, I thought to myself as I'm looking at it, I thought, boy, I can lay sideways and be this thing, you know, this whole thing. And as I went down like this, and I was going this, and I was stretching, and, you know, and I'm trying my hardest, and I'm going up like this. Mr. Herbison was standing there. He said, "Don't you think you can do it? You can do it." He said, "No pain, no gain." "Tomorrow you can try weights on." You know? "But no pain, no gain." How many of you last Sunday learned something about gaining success? Today we're going to learn about gaining freedom. But through our series on gaining, you must remember, no pain. Exactly. We want to gain. Amen? So this morning, God may do some tough stuff for us, but we'll feel exhilarated as we gain freedom. Has anyone here ever really felt exhilarated when they get something free? You know, you go to Wendy's and over with the free baconator. Really? That's a huge pepper. Sorry, Scott. Huge. I cut it in four. I fed my family. Free. Feel wonderful. So kind of amazing. Everybody's going to be going over there for baconators now. But you do. You feel they give it something free. Baconator. You're pretty happy. I invite you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that we're going to talk about gaining freedom today. Gaining freedom requires self-control. It requires self-control. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Rachel, I'm going to be having you flip through the First Corinthians this morning and have a lot of energy to flip the pages. First Corinthians chapter 6, then verse 12. The Apostle Paul says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Everything's permissible for me, but not everything's beneficial. Everything's permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. How many of you are control freaks? How many of you are liars? Bill Clinton became upset after being asked by an interviewer, who pulls your strings, Bill? What special interests control you? Clinton became very upset. He said, you leave Hillary out of this. We don't like being out of control. I know what you think. Wait a minute. I thought this was about gaining freedom. Yet I discovered if you really want freedom in your life, freedom from worry, freedom from anxiety, freedom from financial pressure, freedom from hurt, freedom from pain, freedom from wants, then you desperately require God control. You need to get your hands off of the control of your life and put it back where it truly belongs, on the one who handed you the control in the first place. You see, God doesn't want me to control him. He certainly doesn't want me to control my circumstances, and he certainly doesn't want me trying to control everybody else. But he does want me to control myself, my own flesh. See, and that's what Paul says when he says this. He says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. If you're somebody who's interested in control, start with yourself. See, you might be exercising control with your own self instead of trying to control everyone else, what they think, what they do, what they say, how they feel about you, whether they're talking about you or not. You said, we see a group of people over there. This used to happen to me all the time, still does. You know, they're talking over there, and all of a sudden, sooner or later, you're like, you don't know about me? We got better things to talk about. We're talking about Clinton in the States. But we panic because we can't control ourselves. We worry because we can't control ourselves. And so we wonder why we're not feeling free. The Apostle Paul had gone through a lot of these issues in his own life, and he had already faced them and kind of worked through them, and he realized the need to have a balanced attitude about control. So he said, everything's permissible for me, not everything's beneficial. Everything's permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. The Amplified says, anything is permissible, lawful, and allowable for me, but not all things are helpful and good for me to do. So that Baconator can come to my table. But I know this might be a heart attack waiting to be happening. But I still pick up and eat it. Have I exercised self-control? I did because I've had it before. You see, Paul is actually saying here, hey, I am free. I can do anything I want to do. But I'm not going to be doing everything I feel like doing. I'm not going to do everything I want to because it would not be wise for me to do the things I want to do. John Diefenbaker, some of you might know him or heard him. He said, freedom is the right to be wrong, not the right to do wrong. You have freedom. You have freedom right now. You have freedom to do right. You have freedom to do wrong. See, that's where Paul continues on, and he talks about food, and then he talks about sexual desires in this passage and temptations, and then he focuses in on immorality. He says the body's not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And he talks about impurity, and he talks about thoughts, and he talks about words, and he talks about actions. It's all the way through to verse 20. We're going to read through all of it. To verse 20, he says, you were bought in Christ. You're free. Therefore, honor God through body. Paul says, love me, I'm a free man. I can do anything I want to do. I'm not going to let things control me. I'm going to control my passions. I'm going to control my thoughts. I'm going to control my attitude. I'm going to control my speech. It seems to me like Paul was more concerned about controlling himself and how he acted and how he responded in situations than he was trying to control everything that was happening around him. Somebody talking to you, need this today? Amen? Paul was gaining freedom. He gained freedom through self-control. I think we should spend much more time controlling ourselves than trying to control our friends, their life, all the circumstances that go on in our life, and everything that's going on out there. It's like people are just wasting all their effort trying to control all this other stuff that only God can control. And then we're too worn out to try to exercise anything with our own self, to keep our own self in check, which are too busy looking after everyone around us. Gaining freedom is self-control, but gaining freedom also requires freedom control. You go, what? Where is he going today? I don't know, but we'll find out. Freedom control. God gives us control by giving us freedom. Listen. God gives us control by giving us a free will to choose. When you think of it, all-powerful, all-knowing God allows us to freely choose what we want. But then, he asks us to willingly and even joyfully give that control back to him. All right, God, you can look after it. And when we surrender control of our life back to God, it puts us out of control. Okay, you can't control anything. Most of you are out of control this morning. Jump to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It's a paper shuffling thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 19. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Now Paul talks about being free from letting people control us. You know, I think we actually love hearing about not letting people control us. But let me tell you, one of the best ways in which you can stop others from controlling you is by stopping your control of other people. I'll repeat it. If you stop controlling other people, their reactions, their thoughts, their words, if you stop that, I tell you, good stuff spreads so that others will just stop controlling eventually. Bible puts it this way, it says, you need to give away what you want to have. And if you want to have freedom, you need to let other people be free. What you sow, you shall also reap. Understand? It doesn't always work, but that's a good place to start. There will always be someone who wants to give us a hard time. Always. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make make myself a slave to everyone and win as many as possible. The Amplified says, for although I'm free, I am free in every way from anyone's control. I have made myself a bondservant to everyone so that I might gain the more for Christ. What does this mean? Paul's basically saying, he said, I am free from everyone's control, but I'm free enough. No, not just talking about being free, but being free, free enough to adjust and adapt to other people. I can do whatever I need to help them better the relationship with Jesus Christ. See, Paul said, I am so free that I don't have to have my way all the time. My little grandniece Emma, my brother was just telling me last week, he said, you know, something impresses her when she gets excited or something, and something good, she goes, oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Paul said, I'm so free that I don't have to have my way all the time. I repeat the words of Emma, oh my! We need this kind of freedom, don't we? Don't you want to be that free that you don't have to have your way all the time? You can just let go of the control. Let God have it. Can you do that? Are you able to say, I can't control the situation, I can't control these people, I can't control you, God, but I can control me, and I just want to be free. The only way that you'll ever gain freedom and enjoy your life is to become like a little child. How many of you were a little child? A few of you were little children at some point in your life. Because when we're little children and we can't control it anymore and we don't know what's going on, we don't know what the outcome is going to be, we don't know how to walk, we don't know how to eat, we don't know how to drink, we do know the one who does know, which is God Almighty, and you trust Him that He's good, and you believe that God loves you and He's going to provide for you, and you don't have to know. Changes. What God is doing in your life is so much better than you can ever possibly select as long as you're walking in His will and purpose for your life. You don't need to know any more than that. It's not giving Him the control. Whatever. The Jews became like a Jew. They were the Jews. To those under the law, he came like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, he came like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. The weak have become weak, and the weak. I've become some things. I've become all things, so that by all possible means I might save. When we were in Turkey, Joan and I, my wife and I, when we were there, we were instructed a few things. They said that you cannot put cream in Turkish coffee. You must, when you meet the local marketeers, and they're going to come and they're going to say, "Do you want this, do you want this, do you want this?" You must not look at them and go, "No. No, thank you." That's offensive to them. Putting cream in your Turkish coffee is offensive to them. It's in there. What you do is you go like this, you just go. Now, to me, that'd be more offensive. There are certain things that are offensive to them that will not bother anybody here. But it doesn't bother you, will it? To them, that just means, hey, leave me alone. Here, we would go, well, thank you. There, it's, it's offensive. See, there were things that you could not say and things you could not do while you're Turkey. You see, we did not say, "We're free! I can put cream in my Turkish coffee because I'm free. I can offend the Turks. I'm free enough! I can do this." You know, listen, I'm free enough to be able to adapt and adjust if that's what it takes to bring Jesus Christ up. Paul spoke about the law, I follow the law myself. But if I'm with somebody who doesn't understand the law that much, then I don't have to be legalistic with them. I can meet them where they're at to help them get where they need to be. Listen, I think there are very few people who are that free that they can do that. There's so many people who are so unsure about who they are in Christ that unless we can get everybody else to do what we're doing, we don't want people to really be who God created them to be. We don't want people to be unique. We just want people to be just like us. Paul didn't have a problem eating meat offered to idols because he knew the idol wasn't anything. So he needed it. But then if he was around someone who had a problem, he needed meat offered to us. He would need it. So even though Paul thought it was okay, he walked alone. He didn't want to offend anybody. He didn't want to hurt them in their walk with the Lord. Staying free from people, not letting people control you, but at the same time being willing to adapt and adjust so that other people can enter into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, that's gaining freedom. It's not easy. Is you have to let go of a lot of stuff in your life. But you certainly deepen, you mature. Okay, freedom is self-control, it's freedom control, and lastly, it's thought control. Now, have you ever wanted the answer in a situation before you will ever let up thinking about it all the time or worrying about it all the time? You ever just want to know? I want to answer that. And eventually what happens is our thoughts then all of a sudden work its way through our ears and out our mouth. President George Bush met an immigrant from Russia, and he said to him, "I guess you left Russia because you wanted more freedom. The Russian said, no, I had plenty of freedom. I did not complain. And then it must be that there were no opportunities in Russia. Oh, no, I had opportunities. I did not complain. Was it that you could not find a nice place to live? That's the person. Oh, not at all. I had a beautiful apartment. I could not complain. President Bush looked confused. Glad that everything was fine in Russia. Why did you come to America? Aha! The Russian retorted. Here, I can complain. Thinking that you should know everything is a pride issue. What makes you think you should know everything? Because nobody knows everything. Some of us have thoughts about it. That was a joke. Only God knows everything. I told you it's spinning. Only God knows everything. God says, my ways are above your ways. My thoughts are above your thoughts. You want to gain freedom today? You need to trust God to show us what we need to know, and the rest of it we need to leave alone. We need to take our thoughts, and we need to place them before Him and say, take control of my thoughts, God. And sometimes we wiggle around, we're trying to find our stuff, then we wish we hadn't figured out after we found it out. I mean, there have been times that I've listened to a conversation because I thought I needed to know. And then when I heard it, I thought, oh, wish I hadn't known that. Wish I hadn't laid my ear upon that glass pretending to be stuck in a little orb, little film. You're like, how can you do that? You can be like that. Can you put that? Oh, no, I can tell you people are way too holy for that. But even in our family, we hear someone talking over there, and when all of a sudden it's very close to me, not in. We were visiting my aunt and my uncle, and there was a talk, 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 talk sitting on the couch and I was in the meeting hall and I thought, I thought, I thought, I thought, I thought, my dad was talking about the last night, my mom had a great visit, my aunt Mary, all my cousins were there, and they were all engaging in conversation, guys were there, ladies were here, and I was sitting on the couch like that. Because that's all I could do, I just love dad, and my kids there. So I was stuck there, it was cool. I think I had a cool, it was super cool. My dad took my uncle home to the, my cousins that, we arrived here in Calgary at 2 o'clock, we had a great time. My mother was talking to my aunt and my, her nieces and my cousins, and she stops mid-sentence. And she turns to my father and she says, that's not correct, George. I arrived at 2:15, 15 minutes longer than you thought. You know, mid-sentence, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I have trouble walking and chewing gum in rain, and here my mother can carry on two conversations simultaneously. But we all do that. We've got a nosy problem. What did you say, Louise? What are you talking about? You've heard me say before that the people who talk about me, at least they're talking about a good subject. You gotta think right. And if people are talking about you, it's not your problem. If there's something you're worried about today, and you're thinking, oh, I just need the outcome of that, just let God have it. You don't need to carry it anymore. Because God will look at it. Look at verse 24. Do not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. I think every one of us here, more than anything else in our life, we want freedom. We need freedom. And that's the prize that is being offered to you this morning, is freedom. Because in order to gain freedom, you need to control yourself. You need to control your freedom to do what you can do anything you want. And you need to control what you're thinking. Because then, you will have freedom. I want freedom in my life. And I'm starting to think that the best thing for me to do is not trying to find out so much. If you want to gain more freedom, you've got to get into a self-preservation mode. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know. But we're the opposite. Tell me. Because we do not trust God enough. Can I tell that I want you to gain freedom this morning? I want you more than anything to gain freedom. Because I want you to enjoy your life. Because I know that's what God wants for you. You see, when we want to know everything, it's because we're really afraid. We're afraid things aren't going to turn out the way we want them to turn out. We're afraid people aren't going to be who we want them to be. We're afraid somebody might be talking about us, so we've got to ask a bunch of questions and just find out. We want to know what's going to happen. We want to know who's involved. We want to know what the outcome will be. We want to know because we are afraid. You want to stop being fearful? Then right now, right today, stop needing to know everything and controlling everyone around you. And you will gain freedom, you will gain joy, you will gain peace, and your life will be changed because you will grow deeper and mature in your relationship with Jesus Christ. You will gain freedom. But remember, no pain, no gain. Let's pray. While your heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I hope you chant on this stage today for your soul. I hope you became like a Popeye today and took it in so that you could have freedom. How much more wonderful life can be if you just say to me a word? I don't care if I know or not. If you want me to know, then you'll tell me. If you don't want me to know, it's okay with me. Are you willing to say that to him today? Are you willing to say, yeah, if you want me to know, let me know. If you don't want me to know, I don't care. It's okay. Are you willing to say that to him today? I don't need to know the outcome of my son's future and the daughter's future. I don't need to know the financial picture, God, a year from now. I don't need to know where my job is going to go. I don't need to know what's happening in that situation, these circumstances, with those people. I don't need to know, unless you want me to know. Are you willing to say that? Are you willing to commit that prayer in your life right now? Then, Lord, I don't care if I know or not. Just let me know if I'm supposed to know. If so, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Lord, bless you. Lord, bless you. Lord, bless you. Lord, bless you. God sees all those things. Lord, bless you. 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 The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. God sees all those hands going all over. Maybe this morning you need to renew your covenant to the Lord and say, God, I want to be free. I want more than anything the spirit of self-control in my life. I want freedom control of my life, and I want thought control of my life, Lord. I ask these three things just not only today, but for every day of my life. I need those three things, God. And if you're willing to say that to me, just again, lift up your hand, saying, I want those three. Yes, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God sees all those things. Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you, Lord bless you. God sees all those hands going up across the sanctuary today. Maybe you're here this morning and you have heard about Jesus, and maybe you were invited by a friend and a neighbor, and you've heard that Jesus could do a lot of amazing things in your life, and one of them is to set you free. And today you've just heard more about what he can do in your life, but you've never ever come to him and said, Lord, I want you to forgive me. I give you my life today. I want to be a Christian. That's what I call a Christian. God, I want you to forgive me of all the bad stuff I've done. I give you my life today. And if you're willing to say that to him this morning, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, just lift your head up. Just lift your head. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Father, thank you. Thank you for giving us spinach. For giving us your word, Lord, which is spiritual food. There's so much contained within us, and we know, Lord, that we could go through it every day, and still we need to learn. Today, Father, we learned that the only way we can really be free is by just letting you have it all. Having our very self, having our freedom, having your thoughts. Yeah, we give that to you today as a church because we want to be your servants, obedient to you. More than that, we want to be people who enjoy life. We want to be free. We know when we're running or preparing for a race, there's going to be some pain along the way. Without that pain, Lord, we know we can't gain. We want to gain freedom today. We ask that you be glorified through our very life. And Lord, we also ask that you bless the food that we'll partake of this morning and fellowship together. Bless it, Lord, so that we can just be pleasing in your sight. As we fellowship around the tables, Lord, may it also please you. Pray this in Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people say. Amen.